Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
There we go. Microphone's on. Okay, now we can roll. What a great Freedom Friday to celebrate the official sport of the great state of Montana, rodeo. Becky Hillier with Rodeo Billings is in the house here with us, and we have got a lineup of some incredible guests here this morning.
Yeah.
Becky, thanks so much for putting together a great crew. Why don't you introduce the show for us? Tell our listeners who they get a chance to hear from this morning.
Right. Well, thank you, Aaron, first of all, for allowing us to come on and talk a little bit more about Rodeo Billings as we get closer and closer to the kickoff of the inaugural event next Thursday, August 14th. We're going to talk to David Allen, the general manager of the Nile, who's my boss, I guess. Woohoo! That's big time, right? And then we have Bob Tallman, who's one of our announcers. Bob is a living legend. He is the voice of Pro Rodeo and just an all-around great guy. You go to a rodeo that Bob announces, and it's like being at a church service. He just draws you in. He's entertaining. He's bold. He's brash. And he loves rodeo. He loves these athletes. And it is an absolute joy to listen to Bob. And then we're also going to talk to Sparky Dreesen, who owns J-Bar-J Pro Rodeo out of Circle, Montana. He is one of the two contractors we'll have at Rodeo Billings, one of the top contractors in the PRCA right now for Pro Rodeo, and he and Pickett Pro Rodeo will be bringing combined more than 40 NFR bucking horses and bulls. Horses and bulls have already bucked at the NFR before, so this is NFR quality level competition in the arena. So right now, we have Bob Tallman
The line. And actually, we're going to get to Bob right after the break, because once we start with Bob, there ain't no stopping. So right. we're gonna get to Bob right after the first break here. Let's start though with David Allen. David, I was talking with Stoney from the Metro Park, and he said, you know, when he heard that you've been fishing and hunting for a few years, and were you really ready to come out of retirement and put on a big show? Boy, were you ready to put on a big show.
Boy, you know what I mean, Bern. Wow. It's be careful what you wish for, I guess. So I'm having a blast. I think we're raising the bar quite a bit in Billings for rodeo content and whatnot. That's our whole goal for Nile, to do this and build it and put something in place that for years to come can build into another legacy rodeo, I hope. And the new facility we have is just off the charts. It's really, really nice. And so I'm excited. I'm ready. So
the grandstands are up. You know, we talked with you earlier in the year, but you guys remember our conversation with David Allen. He was the right-hand man to Dale Earnhardt Sr. He's featured in the recent Netflix documentary and then was the head of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. He told us, he says, I came out of retirement because I want to put on a show, and boy, have they got a show ready to go for you, and thankfully so do we. We're going to kick it off. Bob Tallman will be first up right after the break. Becky, we probably just put the ball on the tee and then just let him run.
That's it.
Good luck.
I'll just kick back and drink coffee for the entire next segment.
Easy peasy.
Yeah, so got to make it easy on a Friday.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We're just going to toss it right to Bob Tallman here on the phone lines with us. Bob Tallman, talk about the significance of outdoor rodeo coming back to a place like Billings, Montana, and tell us about the party you got planned for everybody.
Well, it's only half of my party. David Allen's son, Garrison Allen, will be right beside me. And I got a first few picture last night of the new announcer stand that David has built on that beautiful facility, and I think that we'll find a way to rent it to somebody for the winter months in Billing. First of all, it's absolutely wonderful. I'm heading out of here on Sunday morning, drive 1,800 miles to get to come to Billings for one good reason. First of all, my dear friend David Allen of 40 years. The next thing is, you need to understand there's 85 rodeos in Montana in the month of August. We are the fifth biggest. Now, that is a big deal. And what they've done with the Nile over the years, of which I've been a part of, I've been there for the Nile with my daughter when she was going to college at Bozeman. So if anybody figures it out right off the bat, I'm a Bobcat fan. But I can be a Grizzly too. Here's the thing with rodeo in the month of August, and it's such an important part. Our season ends the 15th in the PRCA, Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, ends September 15th, and everybody's screaming for two reasons: to try to stay in the top 15 in the pro world and to try to stay in the top 12 in the Montana Summer Circuit. So what you're looking at is we've got guys scrambling, ladies too, in all of their events, to win that money and the big money. This is big money in Montana for them to have a run at and to get to Caldwell and to get about five other rodeos in the Northwest. Now, we have become one of the 15 biggest rodeos in the western United States for the first year outdoors. And if there's people in the Billings area, all the way down on the Yellowstone River, wherever you live, it's a reason to come. The new grandstands, the new buck and chutes that Preford has put in there, all of the setup, you are going to see a blast of professional rodeo. I know that Sparky Dreesen is going to be on this show today. Sparky Dreesen and his son-in-law, with what they have done in the last 10 years, last year at the National Finals Rodeo, he and Cullen Pickett, his son-in-law, who lives in Madisonville, Texas, about 3 hours from me, were the largest producer of bucking horses in the bareback riding and the bronc riding. They had more horses there than other rodeo producers all across the United States and Canada. The quality, we're full in the bareback riding, as many entries as we can take, full in the bronc riding, full in the bull riding, and these guys are going to come from all over North America. They want that Billings money. Now, for people that have never been to the rodeo at the Nile, that are now coming to our new outdoor arena, if you don't have your tickets, you need to get online, because I'm going to tell you, Friday and Saturday night will probably sell out. You better get there on Thursday, 14th, 15th, and 16th. Quality, triple A. Excitement, quadruple A. Fun, off the charts. Come see us, please. And if there's anything that I missed, I just want you to know that Garrison Allen and I are going to tell you some stories that you've never heard before. I'm not big on stats. Just know that when somebody nods their head in the bucking horse riding, somebody nods their head in the tie-down calf roping, the team roping, the ladies' events of barrel racing. Whenever they nod their head, they're going to be the best in the world available, and our Montana cowboys, cowgirls, are going to be trying to get ahead of that Labor Day weekend. It's crucial that David picked this weekend to get ahead of that entourage of 20 rodeos just in Montana. I'm dang happy to be coming. I've never in my life done an interview live in a doctor's office before, and I'm fine, by the way.
What was the question, anyway?
There was no question. I'm just letting him go.
Just a statement.
Why would I interrupt any of this? You wouldn't. Yeah, Bob, you are saddled up in a doctor's chair right now getting foot surgery. Yeah. He's in the saddle. And listen
well,
to him go.
I'm holding the phone with my right hand. I'm writing notes with my left hand on this paper. You got to sit on it.
It must be a
this is the first. This is the first. By the way, you need to know that Becky H. does all the work. David Allen takes all the credit.
Thank you, Bob.
David Allen's just there to be the pretty face. That's all. He's just the pretty face.
Yeah,
well, this was incredible. Well, about a minute or so to go here, Bob Tallman. What else do you want to tell folks all across Montana?
Well, I know that there are people that are on the border about being rodeo fans, and they might only go to one rodeo a year. Some have never been before. I want you to make it a family affair. I want them to bring their kids. And we are packed to the rafters at rodeos all over the country. All right, I start the year off at Fort Worth, and I go to a little rodeo called Houston. Then I go out to California. I have not been in a rodeo arena yet this year or for the last 5 years that our crowds aren't the biggest. It's always the cheapest ticket in town. It's the basics of where America was raised. In Montana, M-O-N-T-A-N-A, Montana raises cowboys that travel all over the world and put the whoop-ass on everybody from Texas. That's just the way it is.
Man.
And I don't know how else to explain it, but I'm a Montana fan, being that my daughter went to college there. Some of the greatest times I've ever had in my life. And on a local level, the greatest bucking horses in the world, this goes back to the Tooth family, came from Montana, then North Dakota and South Dakota.
Well, we're going to talk with one of the greats. We're going to talk with one of the greats right after this. Bob Tallman, good luck in your surgery. Thanks for saddling up to join us here. What an honor.
Okay, here comes anesthesiologist.
Did you know?
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, we got another great guest on the phone lines right now. But before we get to that, I know David Allen, Becky Hillier, you guys will be sticking around for the second half of the show as well here. My goodness, that was great.
Does radio get any better than that?
So
really?
We knew it. We knew he was, because Becky told me, she's like, okay, we got to get to Bob Tallman first because he's got to go into surgery here. He's at the doctor's office in a few minutes. I didn't know he was literally sitting in the chair. And then here he is live on the radio. All right, coming out of the chutes, we've got the anesthesiologist. You know, it's like, here comes the anesthesiologist. They're probably sitting there just wondering what the heck is going on.
I think his doctors are probably used to
stuff
like this.
If they've seen him before, they know.
Yeah.
It's funny, though, because the last time I talked to him, he was also in the podiatrist's office getting a foot treatment, he said. So I think this is a regular thing for Bob.
Yes, he said he's been, you know, kicking too many old horses over the years. So I asked him, you know, he's in surgery because he's been kicking you in the rear too much, David Allen.
A few times. Yeah, that's classic Tallman.
What did Bob say that stood out to both of you guys real quick? And then we can talk more in the second half, too.
Oh, I think the significance of the rodeo in Montana, you know, and yes, it is significant to the guys and gals trying to make the NFR, but it's definitely a step up for the Montana circuit rodeos, mm-hmm. And, you know, we want to be a good member of the Montana circuit, and Niall always has been, but we're up in our ante, and hopefully if we are successful this year in any shape or form, I believe we will, that we're going to step it up even more, and the Montana circuit benefits from all of that, which that's what we really, we have as many Montana contract people as we could get, you mm-hmm. know, between Sparky and Jacob Narducci, Kobe Ruff, mm-hmm. On and on.
Tate Rhodes.
Yep, Tate Rhodes, yep. right here in Billings is our entertainer.
And Garrison,
so.
Even though he doesn't live, he
yeah,
grew
my
up
son
here.
Was yeah. born, well, yeah, he went to Laurel High and whatnot, but he moved to the dark side in South Dakota. So.
But the cool thing about it, I always tell people, is we have a combination of rodeo royalty and rising stars. So you have Bob, of course, who's the living legend, and then you have Garrison, who's the up-and-coming rodeo announcer. You have Tate Rhodes, the up-and-coming
speaking of rising stars, I know, Becky, you were telling me there's an up-and-comer out of Helena, Montana, mm-hmm. who, you know, one of the things Bob Tallman talked about is how, hey, they've got just a handful of weeks to make the money right. and to qualify for the NFR, for the National Finals Rodeo, and there's a kid coming up from Helena
yeah.
who may do just that for the first time. We'll talk about that more in the second half of the show. Becky, though, introduce us to our next guest here. David mentioned Sparky.
Yeah.
This is great.
Well, Sparky Dreesen, you know, he knows a thing or two about horses, and if you just ask him a question about horses, he could talk on and on and on about that. Owner of J-Bar J Pro Rodeo out of Circle, Montana. He's passionate about these horses. He cares for them like they're family members. This is his life. This is his business. This is how he feeds his family, his livelihood, and he is so passionate about what he does. And it's been proven because J-Bar J has won the PRCA Remuda Award 3 years, and that is the award given to the stock contractor who has the most consistent pen of bucking horses throughout the rodeo season. So he is the real deal, and we're so incredibly proud to have J-Bar J a part of the Rodeo Billings family.
Sparky, what do you want to tell folks all across Montana? Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us on the show. I guess I just want to reiterate that J-Bar-J is a lot of people. It's our whole family helping us out over the last 40 years, I guess. My wife and children have been behind this thing. It takes a big team to get anything worthwhile done.
How, you know, a kind of similar question that I threw out to Bob Tallman, but just how significant is it to you that, you know, the biggest town in Montana is bringing outdoor rodeo back? And talk about what it's like for, I mean, I know you're big all over the country, but how important is it for you to be a part of this coming back right here? And no, well, it's a few hours away, but still your backyard nonetheless.
Yeah, it is. It's really close. In Montana miles, it's real close. I was just flabbergasted, I guess would be maybe the word for it, when David Allen talked to me about us coming to Billings and Pickett Pro Rodeo, which is our oldest daughter and her husband, Colin Pickett, coming to do the rodeo in Billings. It was an honor.
And, you know, I think, Becky, too, I think about some of our listeners. You know, part of the fun of a show like this is we'll get a call from, say, Jerry in Circle on his tractor or on his combine, and then I'll go see our friends in the Flathead, and they'll say, man, I love it because I feel like I'm sitting there on the farm with him when he calls into the show. Same thing like this, you know. So we might have listeners who've never been to a rodeo, or they've been to a rodeo once, and they focus on the rider, but they don't understand the stock behind it or the people behind the stock. And so that, so I guess what would you point out kind of for the next question to Sparky Dreesen here in terms of paint the picture for our listeners out there that aren't as familiar with what it takes to produce the buck and bronx and the families behind it, the people behind it, and then the stock behind it, too.
Yeah, well, this is a very personal venture, as Sparky said. His whole family gets behind this, and they're all involved in it. But for a rodeo, of course, you pay attention to the high caliber and quality of the professional rodeo athletes who will be here. But those professional rodeo athletes are attracted to a rodeo mainly for two things, and that's the prize money and the stock that will be brought in. For those rough stock riders, that stock is so important. And so when they hear that stock contract actors like Sparky, J-Bar-J is going to be here in Pickett Pro Rodeo, they know that they're going to get a good draw, and that animal, that horse or that bull, is worth half of their score. And if they get on one of those NFR bucking horses or bucking bulls, they know they've got a really good chance of getting a big score and pocketing that prize money, heading down the road to the next rodeo to put more money in their pocket, getting them closer to qualifying for this year's NFR. So the prize money is important, but the quality of the stock is just as important as the quality of the athletes. The human athletes and the animal athletes combined will make for a very exciting competition in the arena. And something we can be proud of.
Yeah. So, Sparky, how does you and your team do it? How does the whole family pull it off?
Well, I guess what we're doing is, I would say 99% of the horses that we haul, we've raised. And it's a process starting when they're born. It's, it's kind of like imprinting a saddle horse. It gets to be where this is their job, and they love it. When you back that truck up to the chute at home, you can just tell there's a bunch of them horses that they say, pick me. I'm the one who wants to go to the rodeo. We were at a rodeo here not too long ago in Hamel, Minnesota, which is basically the Twin Cities. It's on the loop around the city. And we have a horse that Straight Stick is his name. Dean Thompson won the world on him in the 10th round this last year. And whenever I'm standing in the arena when we buck that horse, he turns after the second jump and looks me in the eye and says, am I doing good enough?
The horse does.
The horse does. I mean, that's what you see in his eye, right? These animals, they're just like when you take a very good football player or a might be very meek and mild-mannered off of the court, but when they step on, it's game on. And it's the same way with these bucking horses. Cullen's great horse that has been the bareback horse of the year the last couple of years, Nightcrawler. She's at our place over in Brockway right now. And when you go out in the pasture, you would never think that was the bucking horse of the year.
And Nightcrawler is going to be in Billings, mm-hmm. right? I think we were talking about that off air, yeah.
Yes, she will be there. God willing, she'll be there, yes.
And that's what I was saying, like the Rough Stock Cowboys, the Bareback Cowboys, are going to, they see Nightcrawler on that list. They're like, I want her.
I want that one.
I want that one. They know that they're guaranteed a great score when they get on one of those horses.
Sparky, you talked about the horse knowing exactly what to do, and you see that with the cutting horses as well, or if you spend time on a ranch or a friend's ranch, or if you're a rancher yourself, some of those horses, they just know what to do better than you do, and they'll just take off. If you don't know what you're doing, don't worry, they do. Mm-hmm. I think I was watching the Cowboy Channel. I can't remember if it was for the Sheridan Rodeo or which one it was, but the announcer made the point that there's misconceptions about these buck and broncs that the general public has, where they think you got to do something to these horses to get them to do their job. I guess address what are some of the biggest misconceptions about the buck and broncs.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think that we're hurting them or tricking them into doing something, and that's not the case at all. It's a training process, I would say, that they go through, but they are born to buck. They are athletes that are bred to do what they're doing. And, anyone who would have a question on that, I'd invite them to come and stay at my place and see what we do.
Well, I've got a question. Can I bring my camper and hang out for a little while?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, that'd
absolutely.
Be a ton of fun. We got to do that.
That would be great. I said to somebody one time when I was showing him videos that Sparky had taken of his horses and had sent to me to post on social media, and I said, you know what? When I come back, I want to come back as one of Sparky Greason's horses. Leisurely hanging out in the pasture.
Lead the princess life.
Live the good life. I've never been a princess, but I'd love to be. Yep.
It'll be a new, it'll be like a new TV reality show. Becky and Brockway. Becky does Brockway.
But something that...
Oh, hold that thought. We got to take a hard break here. Stand by. We'll come back to you right after this, Sparky.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
India's GDP may drop by 1% after President Trump announced new tariffs on Indian goods, reportedly in response to India buying Russian oil. The tariffs, effective in 21 days, could double some duties to 50%. Bloomberg estimates India's exports to the U.S. may fall by 60%. New Delhi condemned the move as unjustified, arguing it's being unfairly singled out compared to other nations also importing Russian oil. In other news, while the original Make America Healthy Again Commission report said glyphosate and other pesticides may have a negative impact on children's health, the upcoming report will be different. It's rumored the next MAHA Commission report will respect the regulatory framework that found glyphosate to be a safe product to use. Those words came from a high-ranking Environmental Protection Agency official at the American Sugar Alliance's International Sweetener Symposium. Nancy Beck, a deputy administrator for the EPA's Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Protection, says it's important to remember that EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin and Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins are members of the MAHA Commission. Beck, who has a lot of experience in government and the private sector, told the American Sugar Alliance that she couldn't share the contents of the report, which is expected to be released soon, but added that, quote, we do know that pesticides are vital tools for farmers, end quote. I'm Lee Northland.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Thankfully, Sparky Dreesen was able to stick with us here for at least a couple more minutes. Because what another great conversation we've been having here. And, of course, great to have David Allen the general manager, right, of the Nile, and kicking off a rodeo Billings Outdoor Rodeo, coming back to Montana's biggest town here in less than a week. And then, of course, Becky Hillier. You guys remember our friend Becky from TV. She had her own TV statewide morning show as well. Yeah, Sparky, thanks for sticking around. Well, first off, Becky or David, did you have a question or a comment that you wanted to throw to Sparky here?
I would just wanted to say that, you know, Sparky and I started having conversations way back last, I don't know, it was late October, early November, something like that, about rodeo Billings and whatnot. And he and his wife, Marlene, are just so easy to work with, and they pretty well held my hand all the way through the PRCA approval process, because it had been many years since I'd been involved in that. But they're such first-class operation, and Cullen, his son-in-law, you won't meet a nicer guy. And both of them are pretty humble and pretty laid back about the level of broncs that they do have. Just to give you an example, we had in Rodeo Billings, we take 36 bronc riders total, 12 a night, and we had 81 entries for those 36 slots.
That's crazy.
And they were all NFR contender guys that wanted to come here. And the same for the bareback riding, because, you know, they're all trying to draw at Nightcrawler and you know, a bunch of others that they have. And that's just one of the big advantages of having somebody like Sparky and Cullen coming here, is they're a magnet for the NFR level guys because of the quality of those animals.
Yeah, great. Sparky, Dreesen, what else do you want to tell folks all across Montana? Thanks for sticking around with us.
Well, I guess I want to just say I'm not a Montana native. I moved here in 95, but it's darn sure my home now, and I'm proud to say that I'm associated with Rodeo Billings and the Montana circuit. We'll have roughly half of the horses that will be in Billings will be NFR horses. It should make for very good watching. I'll be surprised if you don't have to be in the mid to upper 80s to mm-hmm. win a check.
Yep. Well, great to have you on the show this morning. Thanks so much for your time, Sparky. An honor to have you.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. Tell our friends in Circle that we said hello as well. All right, well, I've got one other thing that I want to sneak in here. I got a chance to catch up with Representative Greg Overstreet out of the Bitterroot Valley. I actually caught up with him at the Governor's Cup in the Flathead last week. He is the state lawmaker who passed the legislation,
right,
signed into law, making rodeo the official sport of the state of Montana. So I'll sneak that in here in just a second. But first, Becky Hillier, maybe back to you, kind of reactions to what we've been talking about thus far, what we heard from Bob Tallman and then Sparky Dreesen and, of course, David as well. But what did you tell me earlier, that they've got about 6 weeks to go to mm-hmm. qualify for the NFR?
Right.
So that's why, you know, rodeos like this and Baker and all these other ones mm-hmm. in the Northwest, that's why you're going to see some good rodeo over the next few weeks, is because they're going to be doing everything they can to make the money and to qualify for the NFR.
Right. Yeah, in order to qualify for the National Finals Rodeo, you have to be in the top 15, one of the top 15 money earners in your chosen event. And so right now we're roughly 7 weeks away from the end of the pro rodeo season, which is September 30th. And so the guys who are in the top 15, they're digging in their heels. They want to stay there. For those guys, the bubble boys, we call them, who are outside, they're just kind of on that bubble, close to qualifying, close to jumping into that top 15. A rodeo like Rodeo Billings, a rodeo like the Fallon County Fair and Rodeo, can catapult them into the top 15, earning them enough money to qualify for the NFR. And like we talked about earlier, Aaron, this morning, Sam Peterson, 21-year-old young gun from Helena, Montana, has been riding professionally in the PRCA for 3 years, has not qualified, but this year he's in the top five. He is holding strong, and if he can hold on for another 7 weeks, he will make his first National Finals Rodeo. He's coming here to Billings. because he was attracted here, I'm sure, because of the stock and the prize money. So, like Bob Taltman said, all of the rodeos that are happening in Montana in this, in the month of August, and Rodeo Billings, it's our first year, and we're the top five. We're in the top five rodeos. That is something to really be proud of for this community, and to come out and see the high caliber and level of competition that we haven't seen in Billings on the PRCA circuit in years. The road to the NFR, friends, runs right through Rodeo Billings this year. We Very are cool. a major player again.
Very cool. All right. Well, David Allen, Becky Hillier, stand by. First, let's hear. This was a phone call that I took earlier. I actually recorded this off air because I knew I wanted to sneak it in, but I also knew we had guests coming up in the first half of the show. So here you go. Hey, this is great. We've got Representative Greg Overstreet with us out of the Bitterroot Valley. He is the guy who fought to make rodeo the official sport of Montana. Representative Overstreet, great to have you on the show. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me. This is a great show, and if you want to get a hold of a lot of conservatives, this is the place to do it. So thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what, patriotic America, that's exactly who you see at rodeos all across Montana. We're kind of dedicating today's show to the fact that outdoor rodeo is once again taking place in Montana's largest town. I don't want to call it a city, Montana's largest town. So I guess just talk about, you know, why you fought to make rodeo the official sport of Montana and what the reaction has been, because you've been traveling to rodeos all across the state.
Yeah, you bet. There is nothing more Montana than rodeos. That's the heart of this. It is the thing that describes our values. It's hard work. It's fair competition. Rodeo athletes pay to compete. Now, the NFL doesn't do that. And so, and rodeos start off with a prayer. No other professional sport starts off with a prayer, an invocation technically. And you've got, you know, the national anthem. You've got the military recognized. It is 100% America, but more importantly, it's 1,000% Montana. So I thought, well, it'd be great to have a state sport that reflected our values. And I looked it up, and Montana didn't have a state sport. And I said, well, we got to change that. So this legislative session, I sponsored a bill, had 53 co-sponsors in the House, all Republicans, by the way, and go figure. And we made rodeo the state sport. It's now the law of Montana, and the reaction has been crazy. You mentioned I go to a lot of rodeos. My wife and I are huge rodeo fans, and we go to rodeos, and I mentioned to the announcer, I said, oh, yeah, rodeo's a state sport, and they said, oh, yeah, cool, and they said, are you the guy that did that? Well, I didn't. I mean, it was, you know, the votes of everybody in the House and the Senate, all the Republicans, there were Democrat votes because they realized that this is an important thing. So the crowd goes wild when the announcer announces it, and it makes me very proud because I didn't do anything except let people express their Montana values through a state sport. So if you're going to have a state sport, thank goodness it's not soccer or some other sport that has participation trophies. Right, there are no
trophies. Well, and this is this, it's a symbol not just of a great sport, but it's a symbol of our Western lifestyle and our Western culture that is here to stay, that is seeing a resurgence. I got about a minute or so to go here with you, Representative Greg Overstreet, but you've got some big news to announce here today as well, speaking of rodeo.
I do, and it may be a little premature because we haven't done it all, but when you're on Aaron Flint's show, you need to make big announcements and let people know stuff. There's going to be an application made to make a rodeo for state sport license plate. And details will be coming out. It costs about $5,000 for the state to mint a plate for you and sell it through their DMV offices. So we'll have a GoFundMe in a while. That's why I say I kind of got ahead of myself, but I wanted to have, you know, some good news on a Friday. Everybody needs good news. And yeah, we're gonna have a rodeo for state sport license plate. And so Montanans can show everybody that rodeo is the state sport and that they're behind it and that this resurgence in rodeo is real because there's a resurgence in America.
That's right.
And that's why rodeo is resurging.
That's right. What rodeo are you off to next, and will we see you at the Montana Pro Rodeo Hall and Wall of Fame banquet in late September?
Well, I'm glad you asked. The next rodeo, Friday in Darby. Darby has some of the best rodeo in the country. And then I will be at the Hall of Fame banquet. I have a minute of stage time, and I'm going to make the announcement about the rodeo, the state license plates. And I expect the crowd to go wild because Cowboys own a lot of vehicles, and you know, they put a license plate on a tenth of their trucks and trailers. We'll make that $5,000 cut.
Very fast. Easy. Yeah, very fast. All right. Well, Representative Overstreet, great to catch up with you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it. All right, coming up after the break, we'll go back to Becky Hillier and David Allen with Rodeo Billings. Stand by. Back right after this. We're on.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, David Allen, this is pretty cool. I finally checked some of my messages here because, you know, we were in the middle of conversations. We chatted with Sparky Dreesen during the break before the last one, and so I didn't check my messages, but I got a note from a guy I think you know here. Deb Greeno says, great show. Tell Sparky hello. So he's probably ridden a few of Sparky's.
Yeah, I bet he has.
Yeah.
And ridden them well.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yes, very well. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, David, what stood out to you? I mean, what a fun conversation with Bob Tallman earlier and then Sparky Dreesen and or even what Representative Overstreet just said about.
Yeah, I'm so appreciative of what the representative did in the last legislature, you know, to designate rodeo the official sport of Montana. It totally makes sense, you know. It just, that's our roots, that's our legacy, and we're proud to be a part of that. And I'll definitely let him know, Niall will definitely jump in and help fund that GoFundMe to get that plate made, absolutely,
wow,
in a heartbeat.
Very cool.
We want that to happen for sure, but we're just excited about bringing outdoor rodeo back. It was very popular, obviously, when the old grandstands were there, and we're glad that we can be a part of bringing that back and being a partner with Montana Fair. I can't talk enough about how the Metro crew and all the Montana Fair gang have embraced us coming in as a part of their show and pretty much just made us like a partner with them. Mm-hmm. And
they're awesome. They've been
fantastic. They are. They've been great. They've been really Stoney and Cody and Tim and Craig, Billy, Michaela, EIEIO, all of them. I mean, it's just been great.
You know, I was chatting with Stoney about an hour ago, and he's the Stoney Field.
Stoney Field.
I told him, I keep wanting to call him Stoney LaRue because there's this great musician called Stoney LaRue, and so Stoney Field. But I noticed in his bio that he came up from Colorado, and, you know, Colorado's kind of a different place. It's not the Colorado that it used to be.
He was from the good part of it.
He was from the good part. He told us that, but you know, it's interesting because he talked about how, you know, coming to Montana was an easy decision because it was like coming to Montana was like going back to where Colorado used to be,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
But I asked him, and I said, you know, given the change that we've seen in Colorado, mostly in the Denver, you know, urban area and political scene, though, I asked him, you know, has there been a change in support for rodeo or any attacks on rodeo? Because you see some places like Oregon where they were effectively going to try to ban rodeo. And I think it's a testament not only to the strength of the rural folks that remain in Colorado, but I think it's also a testament to the revitalization of the Western lifestyle and the Western culture. Case in point, this Under the Big Sky Music Festival that just took place in Whitefish. It draws a wide audience.
Yeah,
it draws a lot of people that you know aren't your typical, you know, country music listener,
right?
But it's basically country music, and I think, and they're wearing cowboy hats and they're wearing Western gear and everything. And well, why does that crowd want to go to something like that and something like that in Montana? Because they want to celebrate the Western lifestyle and they want to be a part of the Western lifestyle.
Yeah.
So I think even in Colorado, as much change as Colorado has seen, he says rodeo is doing great down there.
Yeah, you know, so I've been around the sport a little over 50 years, I hate to say, but there's only one ever been one real controversial aspect to rodeo, and that's the animals. And, you know, every once in a while, the animal rights people, blah, blah, blah. But it's like Sparky said, and you go to any of these stock contractors, these animals are not abused.
No.
First of all, they're very hard to breed and raise. A good bucking horse, you don't really even know if they're any good till they're 5, 6, 7 years old. So you got that much time invested in them just to get them there. But then the cost and all of the care that they give them, if you get around it much at all, you get around the professional ranks of these stock contractors, these animals are the most well taken care of. Look at them. You can't count ribs on them. They're slick. They're fat. They're great shape. We're going to have a little special piece every night in the performance about bucking horses, and Bob referred to it quickly about what Feek Took did from Ekalaka in the 40s and 50s, and he started what was then a very controversial breeding program where he was crossbreeding Shire studs with thoroughbred mares. And he came up with this Took bloodline. Over 10,000 head of bucking horses today go back to Feek Took in the 50s and 60s. It's absolutely incredible what one man did. Because rodeo in the 60s, they were out of good bucking horses. They were bucking old sour mares and saddle horses, and they didn't have good horses.
See, I have too boring of a name to be a bucking horse, you know, guy, because, you know, you got to be like Sparky Dreesen,
yeah,
or Feek Took. Feek Took. Yeah, you got to have a really cool name to provide bucking
like
horses.
Like David Allen.
David Allen.
Good Lord. Yeah. John Smith. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, this has been a ton of fun. About 30 seconds to go. David Allen, what else do you want to tell folks across Montana?
Just come on out. You know, next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you're going to have fun. I guarantee you. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a fun show. It's going to be a quality show, and, you know, what, from Niall's perspective, we're proud to bring it to you.
Well, we had so much fun listening to Bob Tallman earlier. The song that was going... All you had to do was listen to Bob Tallman earlier, and you're buying tickets for this rodeo. Because the song I heard was Sold to the Lady in the Second. She said, these tickets are going to sell out, I'll bet, so you better act fast. All right. Great to see both of you. Have a great Freedom Friday. Have a great weekend, and then off and bucking next week.
Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate it.
Hi.